Have your Bible. Turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. Let's begin reading at verse number 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. I want to preach on this thought for this morning, if God will be my help, be our help, on God's plan for your new year. Amen? God's plan for your new year. This is New Year's Eve 2023. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be into another year, 2024. Praise God, the year of our Lord. And we thank God for that. We thank God for an opportunity. And I bless His name every day that I'm able to get up, amen, where I've pillowed my head and look out that window and see the day that He's made for us and just rejoice and give Him praise in it, because it is a gift of God. I don't want to ever take it for granted. But as we look at this and we see as God's speaking to us here, and these are probably some of the most powerful verses on new beginnings. Amen. A new beginning, a beginning that we can have, not of ourselves, but with the Lord Jesus Christ, with God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. Bless His holy name. And we can have that kind of relationship. Amen. But we have to realize today that God does have a plan for your life. He had a plan for your life this year in 2023. Did you allow God to be the biggest part of your life? Amen. If you didn't, praise God, it's time that you did. Amen. Are you going to let God, excuse me, be the biggest part of your life in 2024? Amen. It's up to you. God will compel you. God promised He'd help you. He'd never leave you nor forsake you. But He wants to be the biggest part of your life right now. But it's whether we want to let Him or not, realizing that God has a plan for you. If God has a plan for you, then He has a plan for your life. God wants to use you today, even for His glory. So, but in order to understand, praise God, what's taking place, we have to realize God's plan. God's plan, praise God. It's a plan of prosperity, amen, for you. You preacher, you're just going to preach on health and wealth? I might, because we can have health and wealth in God Almighty. It don't matter what this world afflicts on us, praise God, here. It may be poverty, it may be sickness. But I want to say that we have a God in heaven's made us a promise that one day in a little while, we'll rise above the poverty. One day we'll rise above the sickness and the affliction. We'll rise above the things of this world, and we will be with God Almighty forever and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have that blessed hope in your life now, praise God, you're a blessed person. Amen. And when we realize that we're a part of God's plan, that the posterity that He has. And I got to look at that word prosperity. Amen. It's mentioned over 90 times in the King James Bible. And I got to thinking about it. If God mentions it that many times, it must be pretty important. Amen? It must be pretty important. What does it mean, prosperity? It means to prosper. Amen. Look what God says. He said, if I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I wonder what kind of end does God have inspecting for you? What is He expecting for you? Amen. Praise God, He's expecting a good end. Yeah, well, preacher, it just doesn't seem like it. Things is waxing worse and worse, like the Bible said they'd be. And we see things getting difficult on every hand. But God has promised us an expected end. It just depends on how high your expectations are. God has a plan for you, and God's going to use you, and He's going to minister to you, and He's going to bring you through this life, praise God. And one day, in a little while, He's going to take you to another country, to a far country, praise God, where your citizenship is, and there you're going to shout it out through the ages. Amen. Think about that this morning. Ponder on that as we look at this year, 2023, as it's flying past us. And I don't know where it went. I don't know where this year went. It just went by so fast. And just like it was fleeting, like a vapor, and it's gone. And now we're heading into 2024 on tomorrow. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven that loves us and has promised to help us to make a transition from today into tomorrow. Praise God. And be the God, our God of tomorrow. Ain't you glad it's that way? Ain't you glad you don't have to wake up in the morning in 2024 and look around and say, well, Lord, I don't know what you got planned for me, but I just don't know because everything is going and everything's in disarray. And Lord, I don't know whether to have hope or not. I want to say if you don't have hope, because your hope, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And without that hope, you have none at all. Amen. Amen. You can put your faith in people and processes, and you put your faith in the government, and they'll all let you down. But if we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He's promised to never let us down. He told the disciples when they found out He was going away, He said, let not your heart be troubled. John chapter 14, verse 1. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, put your faith in me and I'll help you down this road. He said, you don't have to be troubled. You don't have to be conflicted in things that's going along. Praise God. He said, you can have a blessed hope in me. Hey, praise God. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. Praise God. We know it's so. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. But He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God Almighty, praise God, He's got a high calling. He's got a high plan for you. And He's got a high plan for me. And I want to say this. The devil's come. He just run through here like a rushing wind. And he said to you, a preacher, you're doing okay. You look like you're running pretty well. But I just don't know. I struggle so much. I have so much hardship. I have a time trying to make up my mind. I have a hard time trying to figure out what I want to do in this old world that we live in. We all do. But praise God, if you'll settle in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. He's the one that died for your sins according to the Scriptures. And He rose up victorious over death and the grave so that we could too. Praise God, old devil. He won't be able to whisper in your ear no more and try to discourage you. Praise God, you can encourage yourself like old David did. He said, I look to the hills which come with my help. My help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. David would say, I encouraged myself in the Lord. Discouragement was all around him. Discouragement is all around us today, friends. But God has a plan for you and I. Praise God, to be partakers of that plan. Amen. To offer us the prosperity and the posterity, praise God, in this world in which we live. He's got us there on purpose, praise God, not by accident. Praise His name. So we see God in all this, in the Word of God, in many, many times, that God offers us a prosperity. Amen, praise God. Now let me just tell you first this morning, what is not prosperity? How to not be prosperous. Amen? You know, God, listen to me, God would not tell you how to be prosperous and tell you what you'd do if you didn't want to be prosperous. Amen. If you didn't want the blessings of God. If you didn't want a relationship with God. Amen. Look over in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter number 28. Deuteronomy chapter number 28. Now Moses is getting the children ready to go into the land and inhabit the land that God has given them. Amen. God, He's offered to make them prosperous. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 15, you got an old Scofield, page 246. He said, but it shall come to pass. Now, what does that mean? It means it's going to happen. Amen. He said, you might as well get ready for it because it's coming. Amen. There's some great, mighty things that's going to happen in the days ahead, and we better get ready for it because it's coming. Amen. He said, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Now notice, if thou wilt not. If you don't want to be prosperous in the new year, if you don't want to have the prosperity that God in His plan has for you, just don't listen to Him. Just turn off your Bible, turn off your hearing, turn off listening to the preacher, turn off listening to your family, turn off listening to your friends, your Christian friends, and just don't listen no more. Amen? And will not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. To observe to do all His commandments and His statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. You know what God says right here, young? Now listen to me. He said, if you don't want to prosper, be prosperous. If you don't want my blessings, then you're going to receive the curses. Amen? He said, if you don't want the blessings of God, just load up, praise God, because you're going to get all the curses of God. all the hardships, all the trials that this world has to throw at you. Amen. And he goes down through here and lists all these different curses, different things, praise God, that's going to keep us from having the blessings of God and prosperity with God. But then go down go on down to verse number 29. He said, "Thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways." Now that's for the one today that says, "You know what, Pastor, I got this. I don't need the Lord to help me. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going, and I've got this. I'm going to take care of it. I don't need the Lord." The Bible says those that say that's a fool. The Bible says that says there is no God is a fool. Fella went to the court one day, tried to got a lawyer, took him to court, and he says, I want to have my own day. I said, I don't want to be a part of this religious crowd. I want to have my own day. The judge didn't take him very long to deliberate at all, and he smacked the gavel, and he said, "All right." He said, "I've come to a decision." He said, "You've got your day, buddy." Amen. And old guy, big old smile, looked come up on his face, praise God, and he said, "What is it?" He said, "It's April Fool's Day." Amen. Because he said, "It takes a fool to say that there is no God." Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe there's a lot of people celebrating April Fool's Day. He said, "And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled everywhere, or evermore. And no man shall save thee." Now watch this. I want to look at this next verse real carefully for just a minute, and then we'll press on. He said, "Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and thou shalt and shall not gather the grapes thereof." Amen. He said, "Well, preacher, how does that apply to us?" That's happening today. Amen. Through the wickedness and the violence and the lust of our flesh, praise God, we don't want to have a relationship. Amen. A good godly relationship. Praise God. We don't want to ask God to give us a help meet and wait till He does. You go out and try to pluck you one yourself, and you know what you're going to get? Just exactly what you pluck. Amen. We better trust the Lord. We better ask God to give us that help meet that He'd have us to have. Praise God. If we don't, we're putting ourselves in a peculiar situation where we can't fit into the marvelous plan of God. But He said He'll be betrothed to a wife and another man to lay with her. He said, "Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein." Amen. We're seeing stuff like this happening all over the world today because of the lust of our flesh, seeking the Word of God and the plan of God and going with God. We're trying to go on in our own pernicious way without God. Let me just say something. Especially you young people, look at Pastor Jeff just a minute. It doesn't work. How do you know? Because I was dumb enough to try it. Hello? To my shame. There's a lot of times in my life I've tried to do things without the Lord. And hardly ever comes out good. But with the help of the Lord, with God's plan in my life, He always ministers to me, always helps me. But He said if we'll just deny and reject God, if we don't want God's help, if we don't want prosperity, if we won't want the blessings of God in the new year, He said just continue on your pernicious ways like you are. He said, but if you want the blessings of God, praise God, just get in line. Just let God help you, praise God. Line up with God. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 29. Now here's the secret to prosperity. Amen? The secret to prosperity. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse number 9. He said, "Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in just a little bit of what you do." That's not what he says, is it? He used that big old word, all. All inclusive. Amen. Praise God. He said, "Therefore keep the words of this covenant, do them that you may prosper in all that ye do." Amen. You know what we got to start saying? We've got to start to say it. We're going to do something. Say, you know what? Me and God is going to go down here. Me and God is going to see what we can do for His glory today. Me and God, praise God, is going to try to win somebody to Jesus today. Me and God's going to try to build us a home. Me and God's going to try to build a relationship. Me and God's going to try to have a family. Me and God is going to try to do the thing that brings glory to His name because I can't do it without Him. Jesus Christ Himself said, you can do nothing without me. Amen. Ain't no use to even try. Praise God. Just trust in the Lord and ask Him to help. That's the secret. Just trust the Lord. Ask Him to help us. Amen. For confess our sin and forsake it. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, the Bible says this, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Amen. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But listen to what he goes, I'm glad he doesn't stop there. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. Praise God. He said, if a man, he that covereth his sins, tries to cover up, tries to hide them. Amen. Tries to hide them, praise God. His sin, praise his Lord, his sin shall not prosper. Amen. Me and we was talking Friday night in there, and I brought up the subject about who, where sin come from, and me and Vivian was talking about that, and how God was just moving, how He put them in the garden, and how God told them, you can eat out of everything in the tree of life, everything but the tree of life. Amen. I was about to do like a devil. Amen. He said, you can eat out everything but the tree of life. He said, you're not to eat of the fruit of the tree of life. And old Satan came along, slew foot, the devil, who's more subtle than any other beast in the field. And he began to talk with Eve. Let me just tell you something. You go start listening to the devil's going to steer you wrong. Say, well, preacher, I'm stronger than that. I'm able to maintain myself. I'm able to keep my flesh. I know what I can do and what I can't do. I know my strengths more than anybody else. I want to say the devil knows you inside and out. Amen. He knows, hey, he's been doing this for generations and centuries. He knows exactly your weak spot. And that's where he'll hit you the most. He'll hit you in your weak spot. When you don't think it, when you won't see it coming. Praise God. He is a devourer. Praise God. Amen. But we see how God moves. Praise the Lord. And he said that whosoever confesses forsake of them shall have mercy. Now, I like that word shall. That's present tense right now. If we confess our sins and forsake them. Now, what does that mean, praise God? We said that we was talking about there in the garden and how Eve was beguiled by the serpent. She said, he did beguile me and I eat. Amen. She wouldn't have been beguiled if she hadn't listened. Oh, we get to listen to the devil, praise God. He tends to change the word of God. Amen. You know what Eve done? First thing she done when she started listening to the devil? She added to the Word of God. Hello? Amen? She added to the Word of God. God, let me just show you that. Go back to Genesis. Genesis chapter number 3. Verse number 2, and he said, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said. Now listen, she's quoting Scripture, right? God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. Is that what God said? God told Adam in chapter number 2, in verse number 15, said, the Lord God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Amen. But Eve had to take it and she had to. That's what everybody likes to do. We like to take the Word of God and we say, well, this is what the Word of God says. But what's the next word that comes out of their mouth? But. This is what God's Word says, but. Amen. Basically, they're saying, this is what God says, but I'm not going to do it. In time of Ezekiel's time, praise God, a great prophet of God, he come and he preached the Word of God. He ministered to the souls of his people. People come from miles and miles around to hear this man of God. They sent out word to their friends and their families and their relatives and their kinfolk and the communities and the villages and said, come here, man. Praise God, it's speaking as the oracles of God. You've got to hear him, praise God. It's coming right, just as if it's coming out of the mouth of God. But they never got out of that verse but said, well, we're not going to do it. Amen. We're living in a day and hour that we know what to do. We just won't do it. Amen? So why won't we do it? Because we haven't determined, praise God, that that's the way we need to go. We haven't determined. Hey, we think in our head. Now here the devil is just running through here again. You'll think in your head, say, well, you know what? Man, that preacher's right. And I'm when I get out of here today, tomorrow and next week, I'm going to make me a resolution. I'm going to live for Christ. I'm going to do right. I'm going to do according to His Word. I'm not going to go to the left or to the right. I'm going to get middle row, lined up. Praise God. Just go with God. Amen. You can think that all you want to think it. Amen. But if you don't have that in your heart, it'll never happen. Amen. The old devil's a sly rascal. He runs things through your mind while you're sitting down at the house of God. Hello? Hey, don't look at me like a sheep looking at a new gate. I know I've been there and done that. I usually get these things two or three times before you get them. Amen? And God loves us and He cares for us and He wants to help us if we're willing to take that help. But He said we can't cover up our sin. See, Adam and Eve in there, they lied. Lied about the Word of God, and then they realized that they was naked. Innocence was gone. Amen. You get the lying around, praise God, your innocence will be gone. Amen. You let the devil distract you. You let the devil tell you, well, that won't hurt one time. Hello? I'll do that. Here's the one I like. I'll do that, and then I'll ask God to forgive me. Hello? Amen. That's willful sin. We're going to have to stand and give account for that. Praise God. But God's got a plan for the new year. And for me and you, praise God, as partakers in that new year. Bless His name. So Paul lays some things out here. If you want to go with me to Ephesians. Let me just show you some things right quickly. If I can find it real quick. Ephesians chapter number 4. Notice what Paul says. Now he's writing to the Ephesians and he's walking and he's preaching, he's teaching, instructing about having a walk with Christ. He's talking about a daily walk with Christ. Amen? As believer in Christ. Service unto the Lord. And he says this in verse number 20. He said, but ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard Him and have not taught and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus. He said that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. What's Paul telling us here that leads us down the wrong road? The lust of our flesh. We're a lustful people. We want what the flesh wants and we want it right now. We're not willing to wait, praise God, for the proper time and for the proper means, praise God. Hello? We just jump in with both feet and make a mess out of my life and yours and everybody around you. Amen? But if we're going to become partakers of God's goodness, of His purpose, of His prosperity, God's plan, we got to put off these old things. Amen? Paul names some of these things here that we need to put off. Let me just give them to you right quickly. He says, you need to put away lying. Verse 25. He said, we shouldn't have lying lips. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, we are to learn to tell the truth. Did you know telling the truth is a learned something? Amen. It's a learned characteristics. From the time you were born, praise God, you start telling tales. Amen. You don't have to teach and train a little child to tell a fib. It comes natural. But Paul said, he named some things here. He said that we've got to put off, we've got to get rid of, we've got to take it off. He said, number one, he said, is lying. He said, number two, verse 26, he said, is losing your temper. Hello? Are we ringing any bells yet? Verse 26, he said, be ye angry. Is it okay to be angry? Yes, it's good to be angry sometimes. Say, Pastor, why would you be angry? I get mad at the devil. Amen. I hate some of the stuff he does. He makes me angry. Amen. I hope he makes you angry. Amen. But he said, be ye angry and sin not. Don't let that, don't let your sin, don't let your anger become an overwhelming force that leads you to do and say things, praise God. It's unbiblical. That's contrary to the things of God. Amen. So he said that we should quit lying. We should order to lose our temper. He says we ought to quit stealing. Verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more. Amen. Listen to me. Have you ever taken something that don't belong to you? Hello? That don't belong to you. My wife does it all the time. I get ice cream and I put it in that freezer. And every now and then she sneaks in there and gets one. Them's my ice creams. That's stealing. Pray for her. Amen. Taking what's not hers. Amen. That's serious. Amen. But we are to not take stuff. It doesn't belong to you. As a little kid, we're apt to pick something up and carry it off. Just play with it. But if it's not ours, we oughtn't to bother it. We oughtn't to touch it. It ain't ours. Amen. We're living in a day and hour, and the reason I'm saying this is going to get worse. These people coming into the country have no respect for me and you. There's coming today, they're going to line up. If you go to the grocery store, get you some groceries, they're going to move in while you're gone. Heard a story the other day, a lady had to go to Florida to take care of her parents for a couple of weeks. She come home and she had squatters living in her house. Hello? I'm just talking about where the rubber meets the road. We better open our eyes. Had squatters, it took her months to get these people out of her house. Amen. It don't belong to them. But they think it does. They have no respect for other people. People that will take other people's stuff have no respect for those people. And they live in ungodliness, in an ungodly manner of life. Amen. He said, let him that stole steal no more. Amen. Praise God. Then he said, he speaks about corrupt speech in verse number 29. He said, no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. I want to say, sadly, we're all guilty of this, ain't we? If we ain't careful, we get caught up in a conversation, and then somebody's name will get thrown in there, and boy, we'll just run with it. Amen. God help us. He said, there oughtn't to be no corrupt communication. There oughtn't to be any communication that'll tear down. But as far as the church is concerned, there ought to be communication that'll build up to the edifying, uplifting of the people. But he says not to let no corrupt communication. Paul said these are some things that we got to get rid of. Amen. What does that mean? That means we have to start working on it. I've said many, many times we're being sanctified. We're a work in progress. And we got to let God work at work in our lives. We got to get in deep into the Word of God and let Him speak to us and to our hearts. Amen. He says to let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. He also says to get rid of that bitterness and unforgiveness. Amen. Have you got any bitterness and unforgiveness in your hearts? God says get rid of it. That's like cancer. It'll eat you up from the inside. It'll destroy. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Let God get your own box. Amen. Praise God. But bitterness, it'll eat you from the inside. It'll eat you up just like cancer. Unforgiveness. Amen. Said we can't be caught up in it. He said let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. In other words, like you hate it. We should. We should hate that bitterness that the old devil stir up in us. Amen. Can't have that as part of our life. He said, why? Because when you do that, you're inviting the devil into your life. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 4, now watch this. Verse 27. Somebody read that verse to me out loud. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, when you continue in these things that Paul tells us to get rid of, he said, you're setting a table for the devil. He said, you're making a place for him to live in your life. Amen. making a place for the devil to live in your life. So what do? We get rid of the devil. Amen? We don't give him room. He tells us what we do. He said, be ye kind, verse 32 of Ephesians 4, one to another. Be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. He said, we ought to have a forgiving spirit where we can forgive people and press on for God's glory. I've had people tell me, and you have too, probably people in our own families, well, bless God, preacher, I'm not going to forgive that person. I just don't like them. Amen. God didn't say you have to like them. But He did say we have to love them. Amen. He said, well, preacher, how can I love somebody that I don't even like? Because that's what Christ will help us to do. We love that person. We pray for that person. Amen. Because what they may need is just the Lord. What you may need is just a closer relationship with your Savior. Amen. That you can help these others be a little bit better for Christ's glory. Amen. Praise His name. So we see this. So Paul's talking in Ephesians about these things that we've got to put off. But he also tells us, now get this real quickly, and I'm gonna close. He tells us that we get rid of all this junk, but that we don't want to run around naked. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Or I'll think you're some kind of weirdo. Amen. We don't want to run around naked, so we get rid of all these things, amen, that we had and we have. And then Paul says, then we put on some things. He said that and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's what I think. We're not running after deceitful lust no more, but the spirit of our minds has become chaste and pure in Christ Jesus. Amen. You've had a different thought line, a different attitude. Why, what you do and why you do it. And he says this in verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. He said, take off all that old desirable stuff. You may have to just find you a place. Come to that place, shed all this old stuff, get rid of it. Amen. He said to get rid of it like you hate it. Let me just say this right quickly. That doesn't mean, Brother Jeff, that we take that stuff and we take it off, put it away, and we stack it, put it away neatly so we'll know where it is. Amen. Hello? We don't want to keep it neat and tidy in case we want to go there again. But he said, we take it off, we get rid of it. Amen. That's repentance. In other words, we take it off and we never go back there. Then we put us on a new garment, which in Christ Jesus the Lord. He said, well, why do we do that? Because that old man is hurtful. The old man is hurtful to you. He's hurtful to people around you. He's hurtful to the community. He's hurtful to the church. Amen. So we have to get rid of him. We have to get rid of it. Amen? We have to put on that new man, which is in Christ Jesus, which is in righteousness and true holiness. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So God says, if you'll get rid of all that old stuff, you know why we can't get righteousness and holiness in our life like we need it? Because we're still dressed up in that old outfit. Amen? That new outfit don't fit over the old outfit. You begin to look like a weirdo when you try to wear that old outfit and put on that new outfit. Amen. Every time I think about that, I think of my little aunt. When we had the blizzard in 92, she come out there and my sister run out of wood. And they didn't have anything to heat with. The power was off. So I borrowed my uncle's big old long tractor, strapped the 55-gallon drum to the back of it, and I loaded it full of my wood out of my woodshed. They'd let hers run out because he's going to clean out his woodshed. Amen? Don't ever clean your woodshed out till after March, okay? But I got that, but I loaded that barrel just slap full of my wood, as much as I could pack in that thing running over. And I got a, I went down the driveway. I got down there to where I cut down there at my aunt and uncle's. He was at Inca Plant. He was stranded there, couldn't get home. She was there. She come out, and my goodness, I never seen such a sight in all my life. She come out there, and she was bundled up. I think she had on, Brother Bill, everything she owned. She looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Amen. And I said, she flagged me down, and I stopped. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm going with you." I said, "What?" She said, "I'm going with you." I said, "You don't need to be out in this. It's cold." She said, "That's why I bundled up." Man. She said, "I ain't going to let you go out in this by yourself." Amen. She said, "I'm not going to let you. It's a mile from my house to my tree, to my sister's." Amen. It took us 2.5 hours to get from my house to her house on the tractor. We couldn't drive in the roads. They was drifting so high that we had to go around through people's yards. I said, "They won't mind when the snow melts. They won't even know we was here." Amen. But she was all bundled up. I mean, she was fluffy. But you can bundle up in everything you have of this world and it won't do you no good. You know, it didn't do her a whole lot of good either. She didn't have the proper clothes. It was all bundles and lots of stuff. When we got back, she was froze to death. Amen. We've got to get rid of this robe of righteousness, the robe of flesh that we wear, and put on the robe of righteousness in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what makes it. That's how we become part of God's plan in 2024. Amen. God's plan for you in 2024 is to put off that old man and receive and dress up, praise God. Be that, put on the armor, the whole armor of God. Amen. That He tells us about in Christ Jesus our Savior. So that we can have that prosperous life that He tells us about in Jeremiah 29. Because God's purpose is for that. He said, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. God says, I know what I think about you. Amen. What does God think about you? He thinks I'm somebody doing my best, praise God, to be a child of the King. Amen. And he says, the thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Amen. God said, listen, so I've got a purpose and a plan for you, and I want to fulfill that if you'll let me. Amen. If you'll get rid of self and selfishness, I pray God. He said, I'll clothe you in righteousness. Amen. And true humility in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Plan for the new year. God's plan for you. Amen. Pray. It's pretty major. Pretty intensive. Amen. To give you an expected end. Amen. Wonder what kind of the question we have to ask is, what kind of end are we expecting? You know, I know what most of us is thinking, and I'm done. And I say, well, Pastor, if I can just make it through just a few more days. Amen. Praise God. We oughtn't have a thought of making it through a few more days. So we ought to be thinking about making it through to the Lord Jesus Christ and live with Him forever in the portals of glory. He said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. If I've gone to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Amen. We don't know the way. How are we going to get there? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the way. Amen. He is the truth, and He is the life. Amen. He's all that we need. Amen. For this new year. God's speaking to your heart this morning. I know this is a simple message, as plain as can be. But God's speaking to your heart this morning. Listen to me. Wouldn't it be a good day, this last day of 2023? You'd be able to remember it forever. Wouldn't it be a good day just get up out of your seat, come to an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, I need to do some business with you. Amen. I know that you've got a plan for me. And Lord, I want to become partaker in your plan. I want to start right now so that I can finish this year well and bring glory and honor to your name in the new year.